email was to let employees know that I'll be moving on at the end of this school year to pursue other opportunities. And notifying folks now simply allows certainly everyone to know and allows the board to move in the direction of recruiting the next superintendent for Harford County Public Schools.
Why the decision to do this now?
This is a really good time to do it. Just as Joe Flacco knew what was a good time for a handoff during the game last night, this is a really good time for a handoff. Harford County Public Schools are in really great shape. We have more students achieving at higher levels than ever before. Our advanced placement numbers are off the charts. The system is fundamentally sound and is poised for the next series of challenges that lie ahead. So this is a good time, and I truly believe that life comes in chapters, and now is a good time for me to turn the page and see what lies ahead.
Have you been pursued by other job opportunities, and what are you looking at when you say pursuing other opportunities? Will it continue to be in education?
It may. Again, this is a good time for me to see what there is, what lies ahead, and frankly, I'm looking forward to that adventure.
I'll give you an opportunity. I heard some scuttlebutt rumors, whatever you might have it, Dr. Tombeck, that you might have not had the board support for a second term. Any thoughts about that or if that was true?
Well, you know, there comes a time when I need to notify the board by February 1st, whether I choose to seek another term, and my decision was to not seek another term as superintendent.
How would you characterize your relationship with the board over these last 4 years?
Well, remember, the board has changed over the last 4 years. In fact, there's only one member of the board who was part of the board that hired me. So we've developed relationships, and, you know, the board went from six members a seven-member appointed board to a nine-member elected board. So the nature of the board has changed. So our relationships have grown over the last 4 years.
When you were first hired back in 2009 to take this position, was it your thought then and your goal then to stay more than one term?
At that time, Anne, I was thinking about the 4 years that would lie ahead of me and the opportunities to make some significant contributions to the Harford County Public Schools.
During your last 4 years, I mean, you've certainly had to deal with a lot, as every other school system has had to deal with. You've had, you know, continuing to deal with the growth explosion of students up there and the recession and trying to recover from that. What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in your 4 years?
What I am most proud of, frankly, is the day-to-day wonderful work that goes on in every one of our 54 schools. I'm also very proud of the tremendous work that all of those involved in support services provide for those in schools who are there to help our students achieve at the highest possible levels.
Any advice for the person who will fill your shoes?
I would advise the person who will fill his shoes to be appreciative of the wonderful community Harford County is, of the wonderful individuals, the brilliant, the dedicated educators who were part of this school system.
I'll ask you one more thing. When you went from being principal of Catonsville High School and then went to a superintendent position, how much did you draw on your experience as superintendent to make that transition and continued, I guess, to draw on those experiences you've had in education?
The key, I think, in education, irrespective of the position, is always to consider what's in the best interest of students. That clearly is the driving factor. That is paramount. When we make all decisions in terms of what is in the best interest of our students, that will be the right decision to make.